Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Like, my parents were somewhat religious, right? You know, I mean, Irish Catholic, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you, like, as somewhat in, you know what I mean? You're like, in the hot tub, maybe. But she used to do this thing. She used to make me say every single night before I went to bed, "Now I lay me down to sleep." Do you know that? Does anybody know that? I used to have to say this. Like, I used to have to repeat this. I'd say, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." I would say that before bed, which is a really fucked up thing for a child to say out loud. If I die before I wake up, I'm six.
Andrew Santino on the Adam Carolla Show.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
It's infested with what again?
A lot of control over that.
Andrew Santino, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me here. I'm excited. I haven't heard that clip in a long time.
I'm a huge fan of I'm Dying Up Here. Everyone who knows, listens, understands that. I'm sad that it's not coming back.
Yeah,
it seemed
me too.
Like an expensive show to do.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap. I think we had to outfit everything. You know, every time we had to fit everything to the 70s, we shot mostly in the valley because everything up here is still from 1974.
Right.
Yes.
But I think when we had to go somewhere and dress everything, it got so costly, especially because we would do like entire street blocks. We blocked off Fairfax from Melrose to Beverly. I mean, it was insane.
The show was just spot on. And now that I look back, we're talking about you sort of playing Bill Hicks. And now I'm looking down at you playing Bill Hobbs and Bill Hicks. And I realize, yeah, that makes sense.
It was close to. I think it was the character was based on Bill Hicks's kind of dark.
Angry, honest.
Yeah, honest, real life. And I think that's what the character kind of took from. It was very sardonic and... You know, we never like to say that we are directly somebody because we got a lot of criticism for that. So we were never like, no, that's not who the writer said we were. But I was based on Bill Hicks, and I had shared earlier with one of the producers that if the season did continue into a third and fourth, they were going to give me pancreatic cancer like Bill Hicks, like he got. That was going to be my demise.
Funny. It's funny. I was just reading down how it, you know, was Jim Carrey comedy, but it was really a drama.
Yeah, it wasn't
with
a comedy.
Stand up in it.
Yeah.
But the stuff was it was a lot of drama, a lot of pathos, a lot of self-destructive activity, which I think comedians are kind of leader in the clubhouse of hurting themselves through their own actions or words or whatever it is. It seems to come with the territory. But one of my favorites, Mitch Hedberg, you know, not around anymore.
Loved him too.
He didn't get in a car accident. He did that to himself. You know, there's a lot of that.
Some of my favorites. I mean, Greg Giraldo is probably one of my favorites of all time. There's another guy who just, you know, he had made his way out of drugs and got clean. And then, you know, it's like another guy taken down from something so simple and awful. But I think it's also because comics have you hear no and negativity so much that we sabotage ourselves often, because when things do start to go well, you're almost annoyed by it. You're almost like set off by the success.
The feeling is foreign.
Yeah. It also feels like you don't deserve it. Comics most comics feel like you never deserve it. I mean, like, I have a hard time celebrating anything at all. So I've done well enough where I've gotten some, you know, good pinnacles in my career, and it's like it's hard to show up to the comedy club in a nice car, even. Like, you feel guilty, you feel gross because everyone else is, you know, struggling. Meanwhile, on any CBS, NBC, any lot, every actor, the moment that they can, buy a Porsche, buy a Benz, and they show up and nobody looks down on that. But in the comic world, we still have this, you know, it's like, oh, fuck you showing off your money. So we still have the embarrassment, I think.
Well, how about this as an analogy, which I've never given before, but it just made me kind of think about it. And I think it weaves in nicely to your sort of general spirit and demeanor as a comedian. You know, at a restaurant, it's your job to go in and have a meal and enjoy yourself and have a drink and a appetizer and everything else. But as a comedian, you're a health inspector.
Yeah.
And it's your job to go into the back, into the kitchen, and get the temperature of the mayonnaise and look for cockroaches.
Right.
And so even if you're sitting in front of the restaurant, you're still peeking back into the kitchen,
right,
and you're trying to figure out what's wrong.
Right.
What's wrong? What can I write these people up for? Because my job is a professional find something wrong person. And the health right. inspector doesn't go into the restaurant, sit down and order a special and enjoy himself. They go into the back and they start looking around.
Right.
And so I don't know, how much would you enjoy restaurants even on your days off if your job was to find things that were wrong with something all the time? And as a right. comedian, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to Hawaii for a weekend, you have to find something wrong with the hotel, with the airline, with the rental car. What else are you going to talk about? Like, I tell people all the time and they go like, why are you talking shit? Because when you go, how's your mother-in-law? And I go, Connie, she's a delight. Next subject. Nobody laughs.
Right.
You
right.
have to say something horrible about her. Otherwise, no one's going to laugh. And you must, like the inspector, go into this place where everyone else is enjoying themselves and look for what is wrong.
Right.
And then if you spent your entire waking hours looking for what was wrong all the time, then you just see the world through those glasses that are smeared with putrid mayonnaise.
I mean, it's true, though. I can't. We went to Japan. My wife and I went to Japan for 2.5 weeks.
What was wrong? Everything. It's all wrong.
Everything. But that's the beauty of how comedians' brains work to some degree is like it's not that you're looking for it. It's that it's almost that society imposes it upon you and you're the one that has the calling of like, you have to say something because most people see it, notice shit, but they don't say anything. In my first special I ever did with Comedy Central, you know, I brought up this joke about how much I hate hand dryers. I hate them in bathrooms. I just like paper towel. And mm-hmm. it's such a simple aspect that everyone knows and nobody talks about the fact that I like it because I want to use it to open the door. It's just like a common theme people have that they're like, oh yeah, I don't want to touch the door. But we're the ones that have to be picky and weird and talk shit about the nuances because everyone feels it. But people don't like to talk about stuff because they're like, oh, whatever, I'll just go about my day and continue on. But I think that like, it's our job, but it's also innate. I feel like the best comedians innately find shit that's annoying and wrong and fucked up and weird. And I think it's in them. The best one is it's always inside of them. It just brings it out.
So how does your wife – see, my wife will sort of be like, you know, you may be the health inspector, but the bedroom is not the kitchen. And right. we're not at an IHOP, so you need to kind of drop it. Like, don't.
Calibrate. I crack jokes the whole time.
Don't get into it.
Yeah, no, right when we're having sex, it's jokes the whole time, start to finish.
But what about the finding things are wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, like, no, I think, like, she's my, like, click off of the business type of. She's not in the entertainment industry, so I think she's my get rid of all this stuff. So we don't really talk a lot about business. We don't really have.
Yeah,
like,
but what about just the mode of being in? I'm finding something wrong
I think
with
my
everything.
I
mode.
Think my brain shifts with her. I think it's much more peaceful with her. So it doesn't because she's so quiet and unique and introspective that I think like I don't really get into that world when I'm with her as much. I don't find as many. The issues that we have are a couple issues. They're bullshit couple issues that everyone is going to have.
Right.
But I don't do that nitpicky thing. I mean,
so you can shut off. You can shut off the health inspector
yeah.
mode.
Yeah, I turn it off. I become a patron when I go home. But that's like my only respite. Like a home is like the only place where I get like with her. If we're at the house or traveling together, just us, that's the only way that I can kind of get away from all this stuff. But otherwise, you know, we go to dinner with other couples and friends. And as soon as I'm back out into the jungle, it's like, oh, now I have to. Now I'm annoyed.
You must find what
yes,
is wrong.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
This half of the show, by the way, brought to you by Brick House Nutrition. I'll tell you about that in a second. And MedMen at MedMen.com. Showtime special, Home Field Advantage.
Yeah.
Also, the podcast, I should be able to pronounce it, you know. There's Whiskey Ginger.
Whiskey Ginger is the new podcast that I put out. And then the other thing that that's streaming now as well is the show with Sarah Tiana called Props, a sports show that we do on Yahoo Sports.
We had Sarah in here, and she's funny and a
love
delight.
Her.
All right. Shall we do the news? You want to roll into the news, Gina Grad?
Let's do it.
Why don't we do that?
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, it is Thanksgiving, and most people love that holiday, but a lot of people hate it because that's the day their house burns down. This is usually because of a deep fryer. Yeah, some people smoking it, some people just roasting it in the oven. You have to be careful because, according to NBC News, there are more in-home fires during Thanksgiving than any other time of the year.
You know, I don't want to give tips to felons, potential felons, but
however,
I can't shut the brain off. Well, you know, we talked about catch a predator and sending over pizza first and waiting out front,
smart,
seeing who answers the door and then going in. And again, I'm not here to help.
Pedophiles.
But I am not here to help pedophiles. But if you are going to kill your wife and hammer an insurance check, Thanksgiving is the night to do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty suspicious when it happens in June.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you got the deep fryer happening, you got the booze flowing, you do the move where she'd been drinking hot toddy since noon. I was watching the football game in the den. Next thing you know, the deep fryer went off. She probably shouldn't have been operating that while she was three or four drinks to the wind.
For me.
She said she was going to bed. The next thing you know, the house was engulfed in flames. And all I could do is to get me and my collection of vintage pornography is the only thing I was able to save. Anyway, I'll take my check.
I mean,
this is a good day to do it, right? Between the fucking deep fryer and the boozing all day.
And the automatic knife, you know, the
electric
knife. I mean,
There's a lot.
Make a super depressingly valid point.
This is the day to do it. It's going to be. No, I'm not saying kill your wife and burn your house down. I'm saying if
that
you have something circled on the calendar and don't circle it on the calendar because that is evidence.
That's evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Burn down house down.
Well, an estimated 2,090 home fires were reported to fire departments around the U.S. on Thanksgiving in 2016. That's more than twice the daily average for the rest of the year. Of Thanksgiving fires, three-quarters were cooking related.
Don't do the move that some people do who are planning on killing their wife when they put, you know, they have the stickers up for the fire department. Yeah. Like three cats.
Yeah.
And then I put the sticker of my wife on there sleeping.
Right.
Don't put that on there. Yeah. It looks premeditated.
It looks like you thought about it.
Yeah. Like you're gilding the lily a little bit.
So don't circle it on the calendar and don't put the sticker on the door.
Don't put the sticker of your wife drunk and knocking over a deep fryer on there days in advance before the fire.
That makes sense.
It seems like you knew something.
Yeah. Or you plotted it.
There, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen video of this on YouTube? The actual overflow of the deep fryer turkey? It's insane.
Yeah. Really?
Christy used to work for Farmers Insurance, and she would be like, this happens all the time.
You need to pick her brain
first
a little
bit. I mean, about the accidents? Why would you, what happened to the people?
I'm looking for sort of real life scenario.
Just research.
Possible.
How to avoid the situation.
She could do let's say, expert testimony kind of stuff. She's probably done that before, right?
No, I mean, I suppose she could. She's very knowledgeable. But again, what on earth would be the possible?
Give me your cell number and we'll just talk off air about it. But I want to see how this works.
You guys ever had the deep fried turkey?
It's insane.
Wonderful.
I've had it. Yeah.
They say if you're going to do it at home, you have to do it first in water so you know what the displacement level is going to be.
Because if you dunk it in the, whatever is 12, 15 gallon tin or bucket or whatever, a cylinder, it's going to displace a whole bunch of boiling oil onto your fire.
Seeing how deep fried everything, including Snickers bars and ice cream, is better. You deep fry anything.
Slim
it's
fast.
It's awesome. Yep. You do deep fry anything, it's good. Turkey is basically just like a 20-pound... It's the biggest single deep fry, but of course it's going to be good because deep frying everything makes everything better.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Even still, I don't like turkey that much. I'm that guy.
But the deep fried turkey,
good. It was fine. It was
Fine. It was good.
It was fine. It was fine. I'll take the ham. I'll take the ham any day of the
Somebody's
week.
Somebody's coming over here and deep frying something for us.
What?
I think
do it in the yard.
Yeah.
You know what else?
I wouldn't mind seeing film that. So it's like fire, you mean, everywhere?
Yeah, because imagine, the boiling oil is up to here. I'm making a, six-inch, gap with my thing. And you drop in a 25-pound turkey. People
and
don't think,
splash.
And then the fire underneath cooking the thing. And all of a sudden, you got liquid fire, magma in your driveway.
That's all you could do to get your vintage porn collection and get out of there,
that's
right?
That's all you could do.
But don't they say it's because they don't thaw them all the way out?
That's also the other thing. Because yeah. it's basically, if there's still any ice in it, it's shards of glass. Right. You are weaponizing it.
Yeah.
So good luck, everybody.
It basically explodes.
Oh, here's some video.
I'm watching fire department.
Yeah, see people in the driveway.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Wow.
Oh!
Look out. Because that's oil that's catching on the fire.
Yeah, that guy's gone.
It's bad news.
I don't think he's going to have another thing.
Look, now. Here it happens.
Yeah.
Move the dog.
Move the dog. Now imagine if I did that in the middle of the carpet in the master bedroom.
Holy shit.
How dangerous that could be.
Yeah, it might not be a great idea.
Like, you do that. Look, okay. First off, you can call me a poor decision maker for doing it on the bed,
right.
But you can't call me a murderer.
Oh.
I guess you know what? Technically, you're right.
Yeah. Just a little dingy,
but
not
bad decision.
Is she in the bed?
That'd be a very poor decision.
Yeah. Best not to tug at
that. To the best of my knowledge, she's making a Trader Joe's run. That's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
Had no idea.
That's what I heard.
Was she in the bed?
Well, speaking of fires, Kanye West is giving thanks to brave firefighters battling the blazes in California. He made a $500,000 donation, according to TMZ. Kim Kardashian went on Ellen Wednesday to announce that Kanye...
Hey, can I say this? And I'd like to do it with taxes as well. But not all the time, just once in a while. One of the satisfactions of being a rich guy is like when Elvis would buy someone a Cadillac. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like someone would pick Howard Hughes up and he'd just give him a Cadillac, you know. Yeah. He'd do Elvis a solid. He'd give you a Cadillac, you know. And it was so much more satisfying than just going, I'm going to take some money and I'm going to spread it out over the width and breadth of your family. And most of that stuff is going to be for college like later on. It's just
a trust.
It's no fun.
It's not as novelty, that's for sure.
You give Kanye West does the 500 grand, he writes that off, and then they allocate some of it for prevention and some of it for equipment and some of it for fuel or whatever it is. How about just a fire truck? You know what I mean? Like, I bought you a hook and ladder fucking truck. It's about 500 grand, and that's what I bought you. And I would say for all of us who pay a shitload in taxes, every once in a while, there's just an item.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a Stinger missile or something. Like something that government's done this sort of general notion of like, well, some goes for the road and some go for the homeless and a little bit goes to the schools. That's no fun.
This is a turret.
This is really all
it's
for
just
you.
Once in a while you send me something.
Well, who did he write the check to? Who was it directly?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. I'll tell you. But that really seems like it's all for your amusement and not for the benefit of the victim.
How dare you?
Wow.
When you
you're victimizing.
When you adopt a child in Ethiopia, they send you a picture of the child you're adopting and here's the shoes you bought them and here are the school books. They don't go, "Here's a picture of Ethiopia from outer space. Here's your money falling down onto it. Maybe it'll land on the needy." No, how dare you?
Well, some's in Kenya.
It's so much more satisfying when you know where and
specifics.
Who, and you just got him a new bicycle. Now he can ride to school, you know, that kind of thing. Not saying every year the tax man does this, but when you pay the kind of fucking taxes I pay, it's just like every 6 years. Just show me a fucking...
Okay.
A belt of spent uranium of 55 caliber, things that go in an A-10 Warthog or a Gatling gun.
Just something
where I can go, this is
physical.
Yours.
Yeah.
And a picture of the guy who flies a Warthog, like with it over his shoulder going, thanks, Ace.
Some years it's a freeway on-ramp. Some years it's
put
in the backyard. Books.
Something.
Okay.
Something tangible, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's a guard tower to prison, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sniper
something,
tower.
Yeah.
Adam's Guard Tower. They name it after
guard
you.
Tower.
Yeah, there's Adam's Guard Tower.
You buy bricks at the zoo, you can go to the zoo and like, oh, who bought this bench?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that.
Are you starting to win me over?
Thank you.
So Kim went on Ellen to present a couple of checks. So basically Kim was able to get...
You know what would happen?
Oh, I like this.
You know what happened with
giant
me?
Comedy
well,
size check.
Ellen Hold to on. Present checks.
I have video.
You know what would happen with me?
It's gauche.
They'd send me a picture after 8 years of paying hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars in taxes, and it'd be like a changing table at a rest stop or something. And I'd be like, yes, and the price would be $53,000 installed. And I'd be like, what the fuck? I could get that on Amazon for $118 and put it on my shelf. Like, and I'd end up getting angry. Yeah.
Now, like, thanks to you, we fixed all the glory holes at the truck stop.
Right.
And you're like, no, leave those.
You don't get what you're doing at all.
Glory holes.
Don't fix those.
That's right.
Who did he write this stupid
check
to?
All right, so Kim says $200,000 will go to California Community Foundation's Wildfire Relief Fund. Yeah. $200,000 will benefit the California Fire Foundation. And another separate $100,000 will go to firefighter Michael Williams, who continued to protect other houses even after his own house was on fire.
Oh,
and I have a clip of him and his wife Lisa talking about the escape from their home. So just to set it up, their house is on fire. They have four dogs. They're scooting out of the neighborhood. And here's what happened.
Did he have the picture of the wife on the window or just the dogs?
Just the dogs.
Okay.
I wish I could take all the credit. You know, I went around the corner, and we all did, and I saw one of my local friends on an engine.
I mean, look at this.
And I pulled over to the side and I said, Ryan, can you go and put my house off, you know, put it out on fire? If it's on fire, can you put it out? And I said, if you don't take care of that house, my whole block's going to blow away. And he looked at me and said, yeah, but can you stay here and put out these fires? Because he was working on something that I could do some good on.
Right.
You know, I'd stop by and look at her in
he
the car.
Me the
and like,
up. Thumbs are you up, okay? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm okay.
And then I would go down. I went down. I think there was some, I think you pointed over to the TV, and there was a video of me in front of the house when a couple of LA County engines were in there trying to make a stop, and they did a fantastic job. Yeah. I can't be more proud of the fire family.
I'm growing weary, but I'm going to revise my statement of best time to kill your spouse and hammer an insurance check.
Okay.
During wildfire season.
Yeah. Oh,
forget about Thanksgiving.
You got a 4-month span
that's
there.
That's a tougher nut, a tougher putt, when the whole block is on fire.
There's a lot of
I feel like that's on the nose, though. They're coming for you.
Someone talked to Christy after the show, but yeah. Sorry. Moving forward.
Part of that story, I've never thought about it before. Have anyone ever thought about it or looked into it? How much does a fire truck cost, and where does one get a fire truck?
Well, Adam should know, seeing as how he wants one purchased.
Where does one get a fire truck?
Well, I don't think one can buy a fire truck.
No, where does a fire truck?
The fire truck factory.
Who makes fire trucks?
You're saying just the one guy wants the truck? What kind of fire department is that?
I'm sure it's like Honda Production.
Is it Mack? Is it Peterbilt? Is it like?
I'm sure there are a bunch of different companies all over and something out of Germany and whatever it is. It's kind of like tantamount to airplanes, and then you put your crest on your logo on or whatever.
But it's Boeing.
But I'll bet you, not a hook and ladder truck, but just your basic fire truck. It's got the tank and the ladders and the axe and everything. I bet you $500,000 would get it done on a rig like that.
I would say so.
I think it's got to be close to $1 million.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hook and ladder, definitely. Now, you want to go use.
Get you a good used fire truck. I know
a
guy.
I can put you in a used hook and ladder.
What's it going to take?
I like the guy should put you into the truck.
What's it going to take today to get you in a used hook and ladder?
I can put you in a low mileage. So I have the same one myself.
Hey, I see you looking at the old hook and ladder over there.
Yeah, kicking ladders. I'll bet you for a very reasonable price, you can get one that's a couple of years old. Jay Leno has a fire truck, but it's an old one, and I think it's like all about restoration and everything. But an expat will find some. Okay. I bet you can find something for $500,000.
New is like around $500,000.
Okay.
There you go,
Kanye. And just buy the truck.
Buy a truck,
and then do the move where you put the bow on it and you fire up the thing and the Dalmatian's barking and everything.
Right.
And you pull up in front
move
of the...
Move that bus.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about Brick House Nutrition, Dawn to Dusk. Oh, you guys are going to like this stuff. Hard to maintain your workday energy. Do not be one who drags around all day or relies on the sugary energy drinks or coffee with the hazelnut creamer. Boost productivity in a healthy way. Top physicians from Brick House Nutrition created the most advanced formula to stimulate your heart, brain, and cells. I talked to these guys. I took one earlier today and have been. It's basically just a long, sustained energy. It's sort of like the equivalent to a cup of coffee, but if you had one like once an hour for the whole day versus sort of the energy drink kind of rise and spike and all that kind of stuff. You don't feel weird and jittery, or you don't have that weird sort of palpitation thing. It's clean energy. It's focused on and improving moods and keeping your energy up for up to 10 hours. No calories, no sugar, no jitters or afternoon crash. I do take these things. They send them out to me and I try them. I talk to the guys and they really do work. BrickHouseAdam.com. Use the promo code Adam. Get 15% off your first order. These guys are scientists and they built this product for this reason. BrickHouseAdam.com. Use promo code Adam. Check it out. Tell me what you think. I think you'll love it. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking a lot about fires, but it's not hot everywhere. Millions of Americans in the Northeast and Middle Atlantic states will wake up to the coldest Thanksgiving in more than a century, according to NBC News. High winds possibly threatening the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, too. Oh, no. Temperatures in Philadelphia are expected to dip to a 29-degree high. Similar temps in New York and Boston, 26 and 21. The lowest high temperature for a Thanksgiving in New York City was on November 30th, 1871. The mercury fell to 22 degrees. That's according to the National Weather Service. Coldest in Boston, 1873, was 19 degrees.
It's always weird when they dip back that far and they have all these things. I'm always happy about it, but it's always weird when they go back 150 years and
Farmers
tell you what the temperature was. What is the best place in the world? Like Malibu? Like just living by the beach? Just Santa Monica?
Yeah,
I mean, before it was on fire, but I just mean, like, you ever talk to anyone who lives on the west side or, like, near the beach, it never gets hotter than 80 and never gets colder than 50, 60 degrees. Like, I lived there for a while on 14th Street. Like, no one has air conditioning. You just open a window and everything's fine. But the thing about it is the span, right? Like, you live in Santa Monica, your range is 63 to 79. Like, that is your range. And if you live where I live, it's 28 to 113. Like, if you live in Canoga Park, it'll get into the you live in Chatsworth, it'll get into the 20s and it'll go 115.
And you don't have insulation.
You want that to be narrow, right? That gap, when you're living large?
I would give that like a Rancho Palos Verdes, a South Bay, something down there.
PV is probably it.
Yeah.
Because you get enough ocean breeze to cool it off. It doesn't get too hot.
And
like, it's secluded.
A mild.
And kind of maybe in the world, right? Like, because it's not cold, it's not hot, it's right in that. I mean, human beings want to live at 70 degrees, 71 degrees, whatever it is. They're there all like...
Australia has that.
Who has Max Pata? Let's just say for the sake of argument, that if we just pick a number, 72 degrees. I'm not saying that's the high, but let's just say the average, 72 degrees. Like you're the most comfortable at 72 degrees, no matter what season you're in. What place on the planet has the most days of 72 degrees or averages 72 degrees the most?
Hawaii?
I was going to say parts of Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's
got
to be
But then you got humidity and you got lots of rain.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, like in Santa Monica, you don't get any rain. You don't really get the humidity. You just get that 70 degrees all of the time.
I'm limited, of course, by places that I'm familiar with. But I will say that like Napa Valley, there's a reason they grow grapes there because it's the same temperature almost year round. Of course, it gets a little bit cold and a little bit hot. But there are a lot of days in that mid-70s range.
Yeah, you sparked my interest with Australia. I'm going to say New Zealand.
Yeah, because Australia is pretty consistent like that. Like,
oh, it is?
I have some friends down there, and it's like 76 all year round.
Have you been?
No.
You haven't
so how
been?
Would you know?
No, I haven't been.
I'm not done. This
all. I got to go.
Not at all?
No, I got to go.
Say, I haven't been?
I haven't been. No, I've never gone.
Not at all?
No, never been.
Never been?
Never gone.
Never been?
Never.
Not at all?
Why would I go?
So you've never been?
Never been.
Not at all?
No.
Huh.
Nah.
Never.
Never.
Wow.
Never gone down. No. No need.
It takes a long time to get to the bottom of no.
Never.
Not at
never,
all.
Ever?
I like the not at all.
No.
Right up there with it. We have an all new.
Not even once.
No,
yes.
Never.
We have an all new Chicago Fire coming up. All new. All new? Yes. Never.
Totally new.
I want to be on any of those Chicago shows, by the way. I'll do anything.
Me too.
One of 19 Dick Wolf shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Chicago Hangout. Chicago
anything.
Bartender.
Yeah.
I'll take all of it. Whatever's next, Dick Wolf, put me on.
I'm in you. I'm with you. Max Pata, you can probably take you a little while to find that one, but geez, I don't know.
I know who has the most consistent days of sunshine.
Who's
That's
that?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Most consistent days of sunshine any state in the United States.
Is it because of the altitude?
It's above the clouds.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what would that be based on?
Have you been?
Yes.
You've been?
Yes.
You've been there?
I went.
Denver?
I've gone.
You've experienced Denver?
I'm going back.
You've been going. You go to Denver?
I'm never going to not stop going.
So you have?
I've been.
You've been?
A couple times.
Okay.
Big fan.
You've been to New Zealand?
Never been.
Never?
Never once.
Not at all?
Can't believe I haven't Oh, you know what?
Mm.
Never been.
Never been to New Zealand.
Never been to New Zealand.
Not at all.
No, yeah. No, yeah, never been.
Never been.
Never gone.
Mm.
Hmm.
I like the mm.
Huh.
Huh. Really means fuck you.
So obnoxious.
You're so,
oh,
I'm so much fucking better than you.
Huh.
Oh, and just, then I like lap two. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. Later today.
Well, they also, they, it makes you feel like
you. It's 7 in the evening, but you gotta go.
Do you guys not, do you not have a job that would let you?
You've never been?
You couldn't travel that? I guess it is a long flight and it's expensive, but. Mm. These are all backhanded ways of saying that you're too. So
right.
You couldn't.
Not successful
you
enough.
You don't think you could take a little time to go down?
Wife won't let you.
You should go. Yeah. Mm. What do you.
My
you
wife
stay?
Died in a fire. Was it
did
turkey?
She?
Yeah, we tried to deep fry a turkey.
During fire season?
In what June, actually. Well, yeah, it was. Yeah.
High fire season, huh?
Mm. Yeah. I had a hankering for deep fried turkey for the fourth night in a row, and this time it worked. I mean, this time it went horribly south.
So
either way.
Together.
Have you met my lady friend?
Yeah, oh, she knew?
You know Sharon?
Okay. Yeah, I do know Sharon.
Have you ever been?
I have been, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
She lit up when she saw you.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're going to New Zealand.
When?
By way of Denver.
Oh,
we got a layover in Denver.
We've been.
You've been to Denver?
With Sharon.
But not New Zealand.
Nah, I don't like to go that far with her.
Never.
No.
Yeah, we usually keep it a third base. All right. San Diego makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Canary. Oh, sorry. Canary Islands.
Okay. Okay.
Spain, I guess. Sydney, Australia. There you go.
Bam.
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Sao Paulo gets so hot. Brazil gets so hot.
And so dangerous.
Yeah, you die. That's where you die.
Yeah, winters are around 71 degrees, and then summers are around 83.
Wow.
All right.
I'm down with the Brazil, but anytime...
Sao Paulo live show!
I got a problem. There's two places I don't really want to go.
What's that?
Anywhere where you have to get updated shots.
Yeah.
Like, have you been... Did you get your tarantula worm vaccination? No? Yeah. Oh. You're not going there.
Go.
Don't get on the plane.
We'll let you on the plane.
I don't want to get on the plane where I have to get extra shots. Mm. And I don't want to bring a dummy wallet and phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they tell you, like, bring a styrofoam phone and wallet so you don't get stabbed.
Do they really?
Yeah, because they're like, well, you're definitely going to get robbed. So you don't want to hand them your real wallet. So bring a dummy wallet.
Strap your money to yourself under your shirt.
Well, maybe I'll just stay home.
Yeah.
The other one, twice when I've left the country, you get shots if you plan on having, or if it might happen that you're going to have sexual contact with the locals.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Get your herpes shot?
We're going to get your herpes
shot. I had to get something for when we were all in college, we were all forced to because they're college kids, so who knows. Went to Greece, and I think we had to do it again. We went to Rarotonga just to be safe.
As far as the locals go, when you see that little round Band-Aid on the upper arm, he's open for fucking business.
She's clean, fellas.
Let's go.
Come on in.
That's good.
DG. Line up.
Hashtag sex shot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one more Thanksgiving story. Google provided CNBC with...
Hold on a second. I missed... Do we really need that little round Band-Aid? Like, whatever's going on under that.
I was wondering.
Oh, you just got
Brian,
that?
I've been wondering about that for 2 days.
What is that from?
Can't you suck it up? Whatever's going on under there. Is that a bad wound?
Doctor's orders.
What, did you get a mole removed or something?
I got a spot removed.
Yeah, spot removed.
I do have a history. I have to watch out.
You're doing that because they do that because of the sun.
No, they said don't let it air dry. The specific instructions, the pamphlet they handed me said keep it covered for 10 days.
Mm. Hold on. Have you air dried?
I've never.
Not at all.
Never once.
Mm.
You know, this is just free advertising for that.
For little round Band-Aids?
Yeah, that's all that is.
For free?
The surgeons have a big, big business deal going on with the little Band-Aids. Big, small Band-Aid. Yeah, big deal, small Band-Aid. They gave us $50 million. We got to keep pushing these fucking Band-Aids.
So, yes, I had a little spot removed, and the instructions say change the Band-Aid to a small Band-Aid twice a day. Keep it moist with Aquaphor. Don't let it dry. Don't
always Aquaphor.
Don't let it scab over.
Mm. Wow. Mm. It'll scar if it scabs.
It says it'll increase the risk of infection, and it'll leave a mark.
Wow.
That's what it said.
These are scare tactics.
Somebody who needs small, that's...
So only then can you have the small Band-Aid.
All right. Well, Google provided CNBC with data on the most uniquely searched Thanksgiving recipes in every state to find the most popular recipe that sets each state apart from the others. Now, some surprising results included Delaware. Their most uniquely searched dish on Thanksgiving is keto brisket.
What?
While people in North Dakota are looking for punch on Thanksgiving. A few others.
Punch?
Punch!
Like just
like a Kool-Aid
drink?
Yeah, punch. I see. I am
taking.
They're looking for how to make that.
Aisle five.
You get some water. Get some powder.
I'm taking punch, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it with sherbet somewhere in the never going to have it again department.
That'd
be
fine.
I don't need it.
Well, there's gelato. There's froyo. There's a good ice cream, and there's everything else.
Yep.
There's just no reason to ever go down that sherbet road ever again,
totally
right?
Agree.
I will put punch with sherbet and possibly 69ing and things that I may never engage in again.
Never?
Never. Have you been?
I have. I love it. That place is great. Yeah.
You've been.
It's wonderful.
It's going
wow.
It's going
temperate.
Today.
Yes. I'm in a rush often, so I need to get things done fast. So I'm
understood.
Like, let's go. Let's go.
I'm just saying the possible things I may never participate in again.
Sherbet, punch, 69ing.
Wow.
And not in that order, but yes.
Punch, 69ing, sherbet, of course.
That's right.
That makes more sense.
It's obvious, but you still have to state it.
Yeah, still have to say it.
And rarely at the same time.
So I'll let you guess California's, but Washington, D.C., people are searching for cookies. Massachusetts, butternut squash. Hawaii, stone soup.
Oh, like, let's see.
Oh,
I've got
gross.
It. How to remove homeless shit from your car tire. I think that's number one.
That was number
two. That's got to be way up there.
So this is the food item?
What is the most searched food in California, according to Google, for Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin pie.
It's not that basic. It's kind of a...
Well, the other ones were insane. I figured that this one was going to be kind of the fail-safe.
Oh, wait a minute. Something with a Mexican flair to it because
thing.
We have a large Hispanic population. Some sort of turkey enchilada
or something.
That sounds delicious, but it's not.
Churros.
It's not right.
I'll say sort of vegetable side dish, broccoli or
broccolini or something.
Brian's the closest. I didn't see this for California. Creamed corn.
Wow.
What are we talking about? Where is this data compiled from?
Google, ever heard of it?
Liar. Yeah. They're liars.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'll say this about creamed corn.
Creamed corn.
Corn is great.
It's really good.
But creamed is for shit that you don't want uncreamed. You know, creamed spinach, that helps the shit out of spinach.
Yeah, you need
like spinach, nothing needs a creaming like spinach. Corn doesn't need your help.
Yeah, I like
you
corn.
Take corn and you cut it off that cob and you give it the salt and pepper treatment or the butter or whatever, or corn on the cob and rubbing the butter on
You're done.
We're good. You can cream it, but it doesn't need your cream.
Right.
Other things desperately
Tell
need
me what
it.
Else needs your cream. What do you think needs your cream?
In the food department or just in life?
Just give it to me. Whatever it is. Mm. What needs Adam's cream?
I would say a lot of folks I live with could probably use a creaming.
Use more cream, yeah.
Yeah, my kids, they could use a creaming. The neighborhood's fine, but the dog could use a creaming.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? There's room for increment.
In the food world.
Mm-hmm. In the food world, it's sort of like saying, this bacon needs some bacon. It's fine.
Let's leave it alone.
Is there such a thing as creamed bacon? There's no such thing
there
as creamed bacon.
Be.
There should be, but there is no such, because bacon is bacon.
Broccoli.
We don't need your help.
Broccoli could use some cream.
There is some cream, and I think there's cream of broccoli soup.
Yeah,
because
but not soup. There isn't broccoli. There isn't just cream.
It needs a creaming. Kale needs a creaming.
Yep.
There are many salads.
Asparagus.
Even though I've never had it and don't totally know what it is, apparently chipped beef needs a creaming.
Yeah.
Creamed chipped beef.
Well, chipped beef gets a creaming because it's beef you would never eat because it's so bad. Like the cuts are so bad.
Yeah.
So they give it a creaming and then they give it a super appetizing nickname called shit on a shingle, which is like, hey, cookie. not a great idea for thing we want large groups of people to eat, either prisoners or enlisted men. Let's call it heaven on a shingle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no alliteration there.
Yeah.
Well, no one said we had to use the word shingle.
But you do, because it's chipped beef.
Yes.
It looks like a shingle.
It is true. And I remember that. And I, I'm going to file this under sherbet and 69ing and what was it, miniature Band-Aids or...
punch.
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 Yeah.
Chipped beef a la shit on a shingle on toast and a sloppy Joe. I may never encounter these things as long as I live.
Oh, yeah. I love
I may
a
make it
like a manwich.
I love it. I love it too, but I may see the grave before I see a legitimate sloppy Joe again.
Okay, yeah. I get that.
See what I'm saying?
Like, I get that.
Not that you don't like it, just that what are your odds of encountering
what
it?
What are
at
my
this point?
Odds?
Well, I have a lot more things that I have odds of encountering more that I don't ever want to. Poached eggs, never again. Don't even need, I don't
what?
Need it. Nope, no thanks. Hollandaise sauce, pass, heavy, wow. heavy pass. I'm a breakfast guy, and those two things can just, they
fuck
can disappear
right
forever.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like them.
All right, well, let me ask you a controversial question.
I don't like soupy, creamy shit. I don't like soupy, creamy shit. Hearty, heavy, I like.
Hash browns or cottage fries?
Hash browns, but more in the hash world of like corned beef hash. I like that kind of hash better.
Yeah.
Like cut hash, meat hash. But just hash browns, okay, I'll take it. They're fine. I'll take the starch.
Corned beef.
Hash is my favorite thing in the world.
I like when you, you know, I'm in the pantheon of things you order where you have to ask a lot of questions. Turkey sandwich, no questions. Just hold the mayo or whatever, or extra mayo,
you know what you're
whatever.
Getting.
Hash brown, I got to fucking get a pad out like a detective and like,
just a few questions,
what is man. This hash brown?
Like, diced,
not
diced
hash browns, but hash, corned beef
right.
hash. Because
yeah.
it can go to heaven or it can go to hell. And it's all going to, and if they do the, oh, we do our own tri-tip and we do it here in-house and the guy cubes the potatoes and like, I'm in. But I need to know first.
Yeah,
there's only
I
one question for me.
Story.
It's canned or homemade. That's it.
Right. Oh, wow.
So
if it's homemade,
if
yeah.
it's homemade, I'll try all of it. But if it's right. any kind of can, I'm gonna. It's a heavy pass.
Yeah. It's a heavy pass.
No way. I can't out of a can. How lazy are you? It's not even that hard of a meal to make.
Yeah.
It's not like the place that corn their own beef. That's cool.
Canned corned beef. 69 punch. Never again.
Gone.
See you, Sherbert. Have fun with Sherbert. Can Fanny camps. Corned beef can.
If that is your real name.
Yeah.
If that is who you really are.
I grew
are.
Up on that shit. Ugh. But that's just because I had super lazy, shitty parents that were like, oh, open a can of that shit. It's
dog food.
It is. In the realm of when you pull the can lid off and look at it and take a whiff Oof. Off it,
no,
it
sir.
Is dog food at that point.
We could do it, not a taste test, but a blind sight test just next to each other. Like high-end dog food versus the canned, you know, corned beef. I bet they look almost exactly the same.
Oh, God.
Bologna.
Is it Vandy Camp?
Vandy Camp or Dinty Moore?
Yeah, I think it was Vandy.
Dinty Moore Stew. Yeah.
All right, let me tell you quickly about MedMen celebrating the first legalization friendly holiday season in approved states. If you're not normally a Black Friday shopper, well, you want to check out some of these savings. You want to be a Black Friday shopper. This season, you can get started with a little stress-free action. 40% off of everything in stores on this Black Friday until 10 a.m. And if you like to sleep in, and that's fine, you show up after 10 a.m., you'll get 25% off. So if you want to get in early and save 40%, by all means, that's store-wide for the rest of the day. And if you want to sleep in and go after 10, then you get 25% off. Check out one of MedMen's 14 retail locations throughout L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and the new Vegas store, now open on Paradise Road in Harmon. Go to MedMen.com, find the store nearest you with the hours. Right, Dawson?
And there's so much to celebrate this year. Let's toast old traditions and celebrate new ones. Visit MedMen this Black Friday for 40% off the entire store before 10 a.m. and 25% off store-wide for the rest of the day. Keep out of reach for children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older. Check out MedMen this Black Friday.
All right, one more, Gina Graham.
All right, well, it looks like this Megyn Kelly thing might finally be wrapping up. She is expected to walk away from Comcast and NBC News with more than $30 million.
Yeah.
That is the full value left on her three-year, $69 million contract with the network, according to people familiar with what's going on here.
Speaking of $69 million.
She'll see that soon.
She could lure me out of my 69 retirement.
She's the one that would break it.
She could pull me out of
time
retirement.
Time for one more job.
Where is Megyn Kelly on the list of people who would be disgusted to have sex with you?
Oh, she's up there.
Top 10?
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, she was on Fox for a long time,
no.
and
but
you know
she's
not like marching with the pink hats and stuff,
no.
so that buys her a couple of points. Yeah. But she's pretty pious, I think. I mean, she'd definitely be disgusted.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I got her top five, okay. but
she's up there.
You think disgusted or just bummed out
about having sex with me?
Yeah.
Initially, it's disgusted, but it gives way to bummed out.
Yeah,
you know,
just
in the moment,
deep depression.
It's disgusted.
I bet you're not a bad lover.
No, I'm a lazy lover, but I'm not a bad lover.
Yeah, so
and of course, a new cock sweeps clean, as my grandfather used to say, which is I would bring my A game.
Sure,
it's
weird, you know
it's
what
a
I
weird
mean?
Phrase for your grandpa to tell
well,
you.
Well, sounds
a,
better in the original.
You know what?
Well,
Adam,
it wasn't weird because I was on his lap.
Oh, yeah,
and I just heard that out
bounce,
loud.
Bounce, bounce, young Adam.
Yeah. I thought about that. Actually, makes it weirder. Yeah, yeah. She, Megyn Kelly. Should be forced to have a kid with Matt Lauer, and then we could pay that kid $100 million a year and go, I have no fucking idea what this kid does. Like, they bring nothing to the table. Like, I'm so glad that Matt Lauer, who gets $30 million a year, and Megyn Kelly gets $28 million a year, and then they leave and they don't do anything. Like, no one ever knows that they do. Like, does anyone miss anything that those two could have possibly said in the last X amount of months?
Nope.
Why were we paying them so much? They're fucking useless. Sorry. But they should be forced to have a super useless kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like an ultimate useless teleprompter
a
reading
of
kid.
Uselessness.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do nothing.
That's
and then
right.
He'll get super fucking famous.
Right.
Right. Well, the joke's on all of us because she's getting $30 million for doing
yeah,
nothing.
Good for
literally
her.
Less than nothing because the show's canceled.
Who's at the top of my disgusted to have sex with me? Was it Nat? I know
Natalie
Lynette,
Portman.
My wife's on there. But is Natalie Portman at the top? Or
Lena Dunham, Natalie Portman.
Lena Dunham's
Lena
up there.
Lena Dunham's got to be way up there for you.
She's up there.
We got to update the rankings.
We got to look at
it's
it.
Been a while.
Let's make some room
maybe like
for
Rose
Megan.
McGowan.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She might be into it.
Once you've had Harvey Weinstein on top of you, you know, you got a really high tolerance.
Anything's on the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
High tolerance.
Yeah,
Charlize
you look
then.
That up. But yeah, I
Scarlett Johansson on there?
I think she's up there. Yeah, she's on the list. I know I can't just say yes to everybody in the phone book.
It's everyone we everyone that gets brought up. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Number one is Lena Dunham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a
is
lot of
Megyn
sense.
Is Megyn Kelly on there? We might have to bump someone to make some room for Megyn Kelly. I'm sorry, but it's a evolving list. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's fluid.
It's fluid.
She's coming in at number 52.
Oh,
really?
We gotta move her up.
Oh, she's
gotta
up
move her
it's,
way up.
It's a dated list.
We gotta update.
What about
that
like
list.
Sandra Bullock or
no? Sandra's cool.
Seems fun.
She's
yeah.
cheerleader.
Yeah,
Sandy?
But she's cool. But having sex with him is really the talk, right? Is it? Would she?
Good point.
Yeah,
Sandra comes in at 101.
Yeah, I'll put her up in the top.
I mean, she had Jesse James.
She's way down there.
Yeah, but he's cool.
Oh, okay.
101. Yeah. Did you tabulate every vote?
Yeah.
That's really good.
By the way,
there are 101 suggestions, let alone multiple votes.
You guys should also know that once we get into seven digits, that would just be consensual sex at that point. Like, I could have sex with that person. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
That's a binding legal argument. Yeah.
When someone is coming in at like 1,726,000 or something,
it's
kind of a push.
Yeah, they almost want to be there.
They almost were.
Almost.
I don't know if this person has ever made the list. We always talk about these kind of mostly young, hot, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. What about the dames? What about the Helen Mirrens?
Judi Dench.
The Judi Denches.
Yeah.
You know, I believe, and you guys tell me, but there's a factor on the list, which is, you know, not only it sort of begins with me, the presumption that I would want to have sex
exactly.
with them.
Yeah.
And while these women are attractive, they're no Natalie Portman,
right.
you know, so it hurts.
They're no Lena Dunham at number one.
It hurts their case a little bit. You know.
But okay.
You see what I'm saying?
People do say, you know, oh my God, Helen Mirren still, my God.
She is, but I, you know.
What about guys?
Well,
you don't
want
to have sex with any of these guys? There's a lot of guys out there to have
sex
with.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, I might not, but I'm trying to think of who would be hurt the most.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Avenatti.
Yeah.
Although.
He rolls pretty freaky.
Yeah. I think he'd enjoy it. Maybe, what's his name? Farrow.
Ronan Farrow.
Mark Ruffalo.
That's good.
Yeah, Mark
That's
Ruffalo.
Good. Ruffalo's
Mark
good.
Ruffalo, yeah.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any Avenger.
Any Avenger.
All the Avengers, really.
I like the game better when we talk about the ladies because I have to picture myself having
well,
sex
with
them.
Well, that's why I said it. Yeah, that was why I wanted to
picture myself underneath Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Well, who knows if you might be on top with Don.
Yeah. Mm.
He's a small guy.
He's an A-lister.
Yeah. But he might be into that. He might be like, I like you on top, Adam. That's how I want this to go.
It's possible.
Tuck my Cheadle legs behind my Cheadle head.
Oh, wow.
Have you fucked on Cheadle before?
You know. Have you not been there?
Never been there?
You never been there with Don.
Never.
Never once?
Wow.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise.
Surprised.
Hmm. Oh, we have Gavin Newsom coming in at 72.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd must have been in the top 10, right?
Who?
Ashley Judd.
She should be up there.
Eight.
Yeah. She's number eight. All right.
Any Arquette family member? That's got to be on there somewhere.
Let's revise and see if we get Megan up there.
Freshen it up.
She deserves to be up there.
Shake up that list.
Let's shake up the list. And by the way, if I run into her at a party or something, I don't want that uncomfortable thing where she starts asking about the list. And I'm like, oh, we haven't gotten around to revising it, but you're definitely going to make an appearance in the top 10. And she's kind of put off by it.
I'm a little offended that I'm not on your list about, you know, I just think, you know, that's a little offensive. Why am I not higher, Adam?
Yeah,
I'd be disgusted.
Are you Andrew or Megyn Kelly?
I'm Megyn Kelly.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, hey, Megyn. No. Well, first off, the holidays, you know. I mean, everyone's running around.
Yeah.
Like their hair's on fire, like my ex-wife before the house burnt down. You know what I mean? It wasn't a metaphor. Yeah, well, what happened was you were on Fox for all those years, and so it just didn't really make the cut. And you kind of caught us off guard when they moved you over to ABC, and then you got in the news, and I talked to my guys, but there's always a lead time and kind of a steeping period. But next time you check the list, give it a few, you know, business days, but you're definitely going to be top 10.
I appreciate that. You'll email me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely hit you. You been in New Zealand?
I've never been.
You've not been?
No, I haven't
never.
Been.
Oh.
We should go.
Later today.
All right.
Well, 69 on the plane. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
High winds possibly threatening the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, too. Oh, no. Gina!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Leave the commentary to me, sweetie.
Yeah.
Simply Safe. Looking for home security? Always go with Simply Safe. It's what home security should be. Great protection, great price, no hidden fees, no pricey contracts. And get yours at simplysafe.com/Adam. Oh, my cranberry sauce recipe. I'll be quick. Buy a sack of cranberries, turn it over, and it will tell you how to cook it on the back. Now, two hints. Don't add a bunch of extra crap that you think people may like. And
keep your lemon zest and orange rind.
Exactly the zest.
When they tell you to add a cup of water and a cup of sugar, don't do the full cup of sugar. It's kind of unnecessary. Do a half cup of sugar. Taste it.
You can always add more.
You can always weave in a little bit more if you need to. All right. Anaheim Grove coming up this Friday. We're doing a live podcast there with Rob Riggle. Come say hi.
Love him.
Check out, he's a sweetheart, isn't he?
It's
and
great.
Funny, too. Check out Lynette over there, Corolla Drinks, and see all the specials for the holidays. And watch Adam Corolla Goes Racing at Vero. You can check that out. Tons of good stuff going on, and you can just go to adamcorolla.com and check that out. Also, say hi to Andrew Santino. The show, Props with Sarah Tiana and Andrew Santino. Wednesdays at noon at Yahoo Sports. And the podcast, Whiskey Ginger, available on Apple Podcasts as well. Dates. Where should we go if people want to find out?
Just go to AndrewSantino.com. I'm going to be putting up a new tour for 2019 this December. I'll start putting up dates.
Nice. There ye go. Happy Thanksgiving. And we got a what? We got a clip for Black Friday?
Yeah, so Black Friday, Geo comprised a bunch of clips from our best moments from Black Guests over the years.
So that'll be, you can check that out. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Andrew Santino, Gina Grad, RJ Bell, and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
I like you on top, Adam. That's how I want this to go.
Stick around for a special Thanksgiving Day edition of Good Sports with Adam Carolla and Dave Damashek coming right up.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans, and happy Thanksgiving from Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Always good to share the vittles with the friends and family.
Yes, indeed.
Shek.
Gathered around the football screen for about 9-10 hours, which really helps fill any awkward pauses and disagreements politically and otherwise around the table.
Yeah, I labeled my mom last week, not to her face, of course, but I said, you know, my mom, I was thinking about the 70s, and I was thinking about how crazy sort of hippie, progressive and everything. My mom was, you know, she hated the Vietnam War and she hated Nixon. She was very anti-establishment, everything. And I basically said, picture being raised by a fat, poor Jane Fonda. So all the things you don't like about Jane Fonda, minus the looking hot in a bathing suit and having tons of dough.
You guys are like spirit, your family, a lot of spiritual doppelgangers. Yesterday we learned why you are very much like Jesus, and today mm-hmm. we've learned why your mother is very much like Jane Fonda.
Now back to the important issue at hand, which is the movie Nighthawks.
Let's not ruin this holiday.
Shaq, I got to tell you.
All right, fine. Tell me what you thought, what you think. I don't
not,
care.
Okay.
Wait, doesn't what?
All right, hold on. They're movies. What people don't really realize is you think of like, oh, disco is the decade of the 70s, you know, but you don't realize there's plenty of disco in 81. You
yeah,
know, these
it carries
over. These things kind of bleed into the next decade. And there's 80s Stallone movies, which we are all over the moon over, but Nighthawks from 81 is really a 70s movie.
Definitely.
It looks like a 70s movie. It has the pace of a 70s movie. Everything used to be real gritty New York. And the pace of that movie is insane. Like when he's in, and I had not seen, I'm a Stallone fan, obviously. I like to watch him. Ironically, I also can enjoy him in like the first Blood and stuff like that. Those are good action
Rocky
movies.
Rocky is
you know?
A gem, period.
Hey, do not sleep on Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger is a strong mm-hmm. movie. It's got a kind of cool premise.
Lithgow's a good bad guy.
Everything's good. Anytime the bad guy shoots one of his own instead of the guy he's holding the gun on, that's the biggest
no
power
rules. Look out, everybody.
That's the biggest power move ever.
That's right.
One, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Sonny Natalia in the kitchen. I'm going to start dressing down Natalia, and then at some point I'm just going to smack Sonny and walk away because that's basically the move. When you shoot your own?
That's right.
That's yeah. right.
All right. So far, it sounds like you enjoyed it.
So Nighthawks, which is done in, I think, 81.
Right. It's when it's released.
First off, there is a scene. There's like, you know, FBI orientation with the master bomber. And he's undergone plastic surgery, had plastic surgery and could look like anyone now.
That's
and blah,
awesome.
Blah, blah. Yeah, it's awesome. They are being briefed in a room for 40 minutes of that movie. Like they are sitting
exactly
in a dark room being briefed on this guy. And then they go out and they go to the nightclub and then they come back again. Then they go out again. Then they come back again. Like they're just sitting in a briefing session with the FBI for 40 minutes of that movie.
I know. That's funny, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about this? Well, Gary behind the glass. Be a deer. This is what I mean. There's so many great moments in that movie. First of all, how about when Stallone and Billy Dee Williams, who's got straight long hair combed back, which is dynamite. When they both are chasing Rutger Hauer and they're doing the subway chase. How many movies, by the way, have there been police chases that run down through the subway? Filmmakers are easily seduced by the prospect of a chase that winds up with someone getting into the subway car as the doors close and somebody shaking their fist as the car moves away.
Yeah, they love that. They love the shot of the guy jumping the turnstile
yes.
on the way because
right.
that cements
hey!
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
civic worker always has to yell.
We just watch him shoot three nuns on the street level, but now he's jumped over this thing, and that's a 25-cent token,
hey,
my friend.
Hey, you, get back right. here. You got to pay.
Right. That even when he's running from the law, he breaks the law. They love him jumping over that turnstile
right.
thing. There, I like to think about all those shots. I was just watching A-Team last night,
oh.
and they do those. Remember this shot? Whenever the troops, like when someone sounds the alarm for the troops, like, hey, the A-Team's here, get battle stations. Tight shot of guys' boots and feet running out of quarters. Just knee down, running. I don't know why they needed that shot. Like, Maybe they didn't want to pay for the whole uniform for the extras.
I love when filmmakers are influenced by previous films and just repeat those as though, well, that's got to be in there. If we're doing a scene like this, it's a requirement that we include these shots.
Yes, I love that too.
Or lines. But so Billy Dee Williams and Stallone chase Rutger Hauer, and Hauer winds up with a woman, I think, his arm around her neck so that they can't take the shot. And Stallone and Billy Dee Williams both have guns drawn. They are literally 8 inches away from each other. They may be physically touching, the two police partners. Both have their guns trained at Rutger Hauer, and everybody's like, take the shot, Stallone. Stallone has a spiritual issue. He doesn't want to be a killer anymore. He was he was a trained killer back when he was a soldier, but now he doesn't like, it's not what he's there. He didn't join the force to kill.
Right.
But Billy Dee Williams, then, a few minutes later, without getting into too involved, gets a knife from Hauer along the cheekbone, and Stallone's worried about his partner. And Billy Dee Williams doesn't care about that. He says, you should have taken the shot.
Yeah.
And then Stallone's haunted. He should have taken the shot. Hey, Billy Dee Williams, why don't you take the shot? You were right there, too.
Yeah.
And that's the best stuff. Gary. Where'd you go? Play that scene for me now. This is one of my favorite movie tropes that I suspect has never happened in Real Man.
You have this queued? You had this ready?
Yeah, I pulled this.
Is it from Nighthawks?
Yes. This is one of my favorites.
I didn't know we were going to talk about Nighthawks.
Here we go.
I don't want that transfer. No, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I could take that shot with innocent people around. Deke De Silva, drafted into the Army August the 4th, 1969. Volunteered at Airborne School. Applied for, accepted by Officers Candidate School. Reassigned 1st Lieutenant 1st Cavalry Division, Vietnam. And much more. The most interesting statistic is 52 registered kills in combat service.
That's a great move, Ace.
One would have said that you were quite adept at pulling the trigger, wouldn't one? That was war.
Somebody could do an entire movie because you can combine that with First Blood, where they're reading his call. You could just make a new movie of them reading about his character.
that happens to Hackman as Coach Norman Dale. Barbara Hershey reads an article to him. What people ever just sit while you're in the room with the person and just read their resume to them? That's a great move that happens in movies all the time.
Well, the only time it's something like that has happened to me, or close to it, one of the saddest moments in my career was I agreed. I was doing a show in Boston or something, and, Mike August, who basically just chases nickels around the country and drags me along with him. He had me booked at Mansfield University, which is like deep Pennsylvania. And Mansfield, Pennsylvania. And it was like,
I'm from there. I've never heard of Mansfield, but okay.
You can find Mansfield College, deep Pennsylvania. I think it's in Pennsylvania. Anyway, we flew in during the dead of winter, snowing, thick snowing. The only place to stay is just a bad, like, sort of one single story, like Comfort Inn, like motel, where all the leatherneck guys, everyone there is into shale, oil, fracking, whatever. It's all oil country or something like that. So it's like snowing and all these trucks parked and these fat guys with boots, helping themselves at the buffet. Mansfield University of Pennsylvania. I don't know how far away it is. It's, I don't know how many miles from New York.
It's way up north on the New York border. It looks like it's a little bit closer to Buffalo than it is to New York City. It's way up there, right in the middle of the state, right at the New York City, New York state line.
It's right there, yeah. And it's 4 hours from where? It's 250 miles from New York. It's 250 miles from New York City. Anyway.
Okay.
We fly into like this little airport. He's got me booked at some college. It's like a freebie show. They don't charge anything. It's way out. It's out of my demo. I don't know. Mansfield University.
Man show? Seems like it makes sense.
It's a little auditorium. I look out. There's 30 people, like just kids, just kind of like spread out, just sitting there for free college, whatever. It's not. It's like a Thursday or something. And I'm backstage, and some cheap pizza like shows up, and it's snowing, and I'm like, I'm saying to myself, like, what's gone wrong? Like, what's happening? What's gone wrong with my career that I'm here, you know? And the guy's got like 3 pages of wiki stuff on me. It's like, hey, I got your stuff, you know. He says the vice principal's going to bring me out on stage, and he's got the, hey, it's, you know, here's my 2 pages on you. Started with K-Rock. I went to the Man Show and Loveline, MTV, whatever. And I just said, don't do the whole thing. Just say, you know him from radio or the Man Show or whatever. Adam Carolla, everybody. You know, just bring me up on stage. Like, let's get this over with. And he's like, all right. And then the guy, he goes, we're going now. You know, I'm like, okay. So I get up and I'm standing in the wings because I'm not going to be back in the dressing room when they bring me up on stage. I'm standing there. And he proceeds to read all 3 pages. And I'm just standing in the wings of this little crappy college with 40 people spread out, you know, 10 seats between every human being, empty seats. And he's just going all through the greatest hits, you know, him and Jimmy Kimmel, the smash hit on Comedy Central. Also, and it was, you know, all Central Valley in high school and football, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting there, and it made it all worse.
Wore a neck roll.
It made it that much worse. And so I was there. I had that. That's as close as I got to that.
That probably would have been the signature event of my career. But either way, it's a pleasure to sit here with you on Thanksgiving. Like you say, hope you get to spend it with your family and friends wherever you are. But before we go, though, before we go, and you mentioned the snow and everything else, that's already falling in certain parts of the country. Make sure you check in with Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. That's the most rewarding to-do you do today. And yeah, if you're driving around, especially, I mean, not just in the snowy weather, in California as well, I'm going to get in my car and go eat some turkey. Ace, you're going to do the same. Eat some pie. Mm-hmm. Do you like, last question for Thanksgiving, do you like your pecan pie warm or cold?
I normally like everything warm, but I think pecan cold because it's so damn rich. I don't know.
Trick question. Both are great. You don't have to choose. Eat a piece of both and then throw a piece of pumpkin pie next to it.
Nice.
Now you're cooking with gas. All right. Like I say, happy holiday to you. Tomorrow off, it's a highlight show for you with Ace and the gang. But we'll be back on Monday with more good sports. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek out. Good sports.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Adam Carolla Show. We'll see you Friday night at the Grove of Anaheim. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.